The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. Now, this show is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews woven in that relates to the subject or to the person or persons being interviewed. Today's show is called Dad, the Good, the Bad. And we have marriage and family therapist Kathleen Patton in studio as we share songs that relate in some way to fatherhood. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. I wanted to say that in preparing for today's show, I have been reviewing the literature on fathering. And the father is a very important role in a child's life. And among the most important things that the father can do for the child is to spend time with the child and really get to know them, their personality, and the way they handle themselves in the world. And then to reflect back to them who they are. And that really helps to solidify a sense of self and a positive sense of self-esteem. The other thing is to really listen to the child and to be very interested in how they're thinking and what they're making sense of in their world, and to help them find their voice and take great delight in what they have to say. The father is a role model for the child and shows how to be in the world and demonstrates how to be courageous and be kind and loving and living authentically. So unfortunately, we can't always be heroes, and we grow up with what we were shown, and so we'll see that in the songs. There's a whole spectrum of experiences that are being sung about, sadness, regret, yearning, disappointment, also gratitude and hope and love. So, and there is always hope that even though we may not have had the best father, we can go ahead and overcome some of these things. And so these are some of the things we're going to be looking at today.
All right, and Kathleen, you've shared your expertise on our motherhood show, and I'm very pleased that you've agreed to our fatherhood show.
Thank you.
We're going to get right to it with a song by Mike and the Mechanics, and that holds special significance to me personally. And my daughter was in her teens, and this song was on the radio. She made me aware of the lyrics and how they tended to mirror her own thoughts about our relationship. And the song I'm speaking of is called The Living Years. And here we go.
You just can't get agreement in this present tense. talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Mike and the Mechanics in the Living Years. And Kathleen, what are your thoughts about what you just heard?
This is such a powerful song. There's so much in it. Initially, there's just a lot of regret. What stands out is the singer says, "I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears." There seems to be a lot of attempt to try to talk, but it's just not working. And so the greatest sorrow is that the father has passed away, and it seems like there wasn't a lot of resolution. But the hope is that he sees an echo of his father in his baby's newborn tears. So what a song.
Yeah, it's quite the song. And now we're going to go on to Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
Oh, child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time. Long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time.
Well, there you go. What say you about what you've just heard?
This is a sad song, and for the majority of the son's life, the father was unavailable. And ironically, now that the father has time, the son is repeating history, exactly what he learned, and he doesn't have time for Dad. So that's about it.
You can imagine how the father feels now, and he realizes, uh-oh.
Absolutely. So I think there was a sadness in the father's realization.
And now we're going to go on to Leader of the Band by Dan Fogelberg. Fogelberg, Leader of the Band.
Child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. And he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well. Thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go. I thank you for the kindness and the times when you got tough. And Papa, I don't think I said I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader.
Well, Kathleen, what do you have to say about this one?
This is such a beautiful song. It is a testimony to how wonderful and loving human relationships can be. So the father absolutely blessed his son with letting him have his freedom when it was time to go. He was kind. He shared stories of the road. He fostered a love for music, and the son obviously is a fabulous musician and says that his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. How more beautiful an expression of love can that be? There's only a regret in this song, which is he wished he'd told his father that he loved him more often, but I think it was very clear to both of them. So this is just such a hopeful song.
Yeah, I agree. Now, next up is Old Man by Neil Young, and it's got an interesting little twist in there that we may talk about. And here we go.
¶¶ I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost, give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Well, that's Neil Young and Old Man.
So what we have here is a young man looking at his life stretching out before him and then recognizing this old man who has lived a lot of his life already. He claims in one of the verses to say, it doesn't mean that much to me to mean that much to you. However, the rest of the song talks about how I need someone to love me the whole night through. So sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable and admit that you want to mean something to somebody. So those are the things that stand out for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're listening to the Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer, and we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. Now, if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. Now there's yet another way you can help the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433, and we thank you. Again, I'm pleased to say that we have marriage and family therapist Kathleen Patton in studio as we listen to the music that may address in some way the experiences of fathers and families. And our next song is A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Oh, my goodness. I could see that glint in your eye there, Kathleen, as you were listening to that song. What do you got to say?
Okay, I know it is a clever song, and it is supposed to be humorous. However, I'd like to know why he didn't hang around and help raise his son. And what he did was he marked his son to be always on the defensive and antagonistic. And this is a negative way to build strength in somebody. It's not the way to go. It's very destructive. What he needed was a way to resolve conflict in a healthy way. And I imagine that he has a very strange sense about his identity. And I imagine he feels very unbalanced.
And that's why he's not going to name his boy, if he has a boy, he ain't going to name him Sue. Absolutely right. Now, next up, we have what is a somewhat maudlin song, and it's done by Elvis, that nonetheless it captures a husband and father's tragic loss shared with his son, his child. And the song is Don't Cry, Daddy.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow still wet,
from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children so. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you've still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy.
Don't cry. Well, that can be an experience of a father and their child. So, what would you like to say about that, Kathleen?
This is a heartbreaking song. It's part of the human journey to face great tragedies, which this obviously is very challenging. So in a case like this, the father is walking a fine line. I love that he's crying because it shows he's human and has a big heart. But what he needs to show his children is he's going to be okay. He will find a way through this and not let them feel like they have to take care of him. But he will find the way to get through because humans can do such a thing. And my hope is that he gathers support from his community and that they can all just find a way through this. So that's what I... Those are my comments here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now we're going on to another song, and that is The Greatest Man I Never Knew, and it's by Reba McEntire. The Greatest Man I Never Knew, Reba McEntire.
The greatest man I never knew
Greatest man I never knew. Kathleen.
I think he was a great man in his own way. He obviously worked hard for his family. I think he was modeling what he was raised with. I think he loved his family, but he most likely was not told that he was loved by his parents. And he just presumed that his family knew. It's a heartbreak. I do hope that the daughter can find some kind of resolution here, but you can hear the longing in what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, guys, certainly in the past were taught to not cry and not show emotion, and that was what was modeled. We've moved away from that to a large extent, and that's all to the good. Our next song is by Madonna, and it's called Daddy Don't Preach.
Thank you.
Well, we've got Kathleen, marriage and family therapist, in the studio, and this show. We want to know what you thought about that one, Kathleen.
Well, here we have a universal theme of a daughter saying, I'm not a little girl anymore. She's gone against the warnings of her father and gone out with the boy that he warned her against. Now she's pregnant. She seems determined to keep the baby. And so she, for a young woman, this is a rite of passage that will forever change her life. And she's wanting her father's blessing. And my thoughts are that if she's really determined to do this, the best thing her father can do is to provide his blessing and support.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, we're going to go on to another song. And that is a song called Father and Son, and it's by Cat Stevens.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that one, Kathleen?
Well, here's another classic theme where the father thinks he knows what's best for his son, but as the lyrics unfold, the father knows nothing about the son. What stands out is the son says, from the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. And the other thing is that he says, if they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. So he absolutely has to leave to find his voice and his destiny. And the sad thing is the father unwittingly is exerting control. And I don't know if he realizes how he's alienating his son. It's kind of tragic to me.
Our next song will be My Father's Eyes by Eric Clapton.
I realized that he was
Kathleen, what do you have to say about that one?
This is a song of redemption and healing. Eric Clapton lost his father in 1985, who he had never met, and later his son Connor, who was 4, fell tragically out of an apartment window. And so the whole song is about trying to move through this and to make some sense of it. And what stands out at the end is when he says, "Bit by bit, I've realized that he was here with me, and I looked into my father's eyes." So it's the joining of the three spirits, and there's a continuity of transcendence here.
All right, and we're going to go to the very last song, and that's called "Good Night," and we'll wrap up with that song. It holds special significance to me because with this song, I would sing my daughter to sleep when she was just a little girl. I'd rub her back and sing the song "Good Night" by the Beatles. And we'll end with that song. I want to thank marriage and family therapist Kathleen Patton, and I hope you've enjoyed the Eclectic Hour. We thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. If you have any questions, you can contact me at craig.boyer@yahoo.com. And don't forget the dot between my first and last name. Please tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour.